Day four of Crufts 2024. What an incredible show it has been so far. And it all comes to a head this Sunday with some finals and, of course, the best in show. And amongst those is the fast and furious world of flyball. I'm delighted to be joined by Lauren Simmons and Carl here at Crufts, because you are having quite a journey in flyball, aren't you, Lauren?
Oh, it's been just the most amazing week. Obviously Thursday in the last 16, you know, we came with a fairly young, inexperienced team. We were here for fun, just to see what would happen. To win through on Thursday was amazing. And everyone's like, great night Saturday. The draw that we had for Saturday was really hard. Aces are in a phenomenal team. They're the current indoor champions. We were up against it. We had a little bit of luck. And then, yeah, as they say, anything can happen on the green carpet.
And everybody recognises flyball because it's best epitomised by dogs running up and down, getting a ball, and people shouting a lot.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
and it's very exciting.
In essence, it's a relay race with tennis balls.
Relay race with tennis balls. I'm sure that's what it says in the manual rather than the way I described it. But you suggested that Carl should... Happy birthday for this week, by the way, Carl.
Thank
Crufts
you very much.
As you've said, your birthday. Jolly well done. That he should get involved in flyball as a stress reliever from his stressful job. And it's worked out quite well, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, other than it's a stress-relieving thing, so let's come to the world's biggest dog show and do it on the biggest stage in front of as many people than he ever has before.
Which was, Carl, was a risky strategy, really, wasn't it? Because it all could have gone terribly wrong. But for your first time competing, that's not bad going, Carl, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I have to still kind of pinch myself. As I say, we came here with kind of zero expectations. As I say, first time for me. And it's just unbelievable. Even on the journey home yesterday, lots of congratulatory texts and messages and things, and I'm pretty sure every person I spoke to, the phrase that came out of my mouth was, just can't believe it. Just can't believe it.
And has it sunk in since? Because you've still got some rather top-level competing to do today, haven't you?
No, do you know what? It's been a bit of a whirlwind. Everyone keeps asking me whether I was nervous on Thursday, and by the time you get out on the carpet and you're actually competing, you don't really get time to even kind of look around. So we joked on the way in this morning that as soon as we get home, we start re-watching it on YouTube as soon as we get home. So, yeah, it's not quite sunk in yet.
Watching your performance and try and improve it. It's all down to split seconds, isn't it? Hundredths of a second. So, thrown into the deep end, what was that like?
Not quite stress relieving, but we very much enjoy flyball, but I love it. I love competing, big stage, and as I say, hopefully later today we can come away with a result. That would be lovely.
Training the dogs to do this is one thing. Training a handler is another. You're smiling, so the dog's got it done. That's the easy bit. How do you train for that, knowing when that split second is to release?
So, I mean, it's a very technical sport. Whilst we dumb it down for laymen, it is very technical and it is very dangerous. There are dogs obviously passing each other head-to-head at high speed, so there is an element of confidence, but like anything really, small steps, start with slower dogs, you keep the passes nice and wide, and as you get quicker and you get better and you get confident, and equally the dogs get more confident, you can obviously start to kind of push it and go for it really, but you have to have confidence in both the handler and the dog because safety is paramount.
Behind the big stage arena here at the NEC, everybody waits to go on and compete. And there is a tension. Sure, I know everybody's friendly on the face of it, but there is tension. There's competition. But there is a real sense of almost like winding the dogs up like elastic bands to get them ready to go. And that is quite something to witness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, lots of them are coiled springs. Lots of the dogs that compete are sports bred and they absolutely love the environment. The louder the better. And I know Jim and Graham on the commentary always say the louder the crowd cheers, the faster the dogs run. And it's absolutely true. But that being said, flyball is a sport for all types of dog, any speed. So whilst we're probably at the pinnacle in terms of what we see on the green carpet, flyball is absolutely a sport for every dog.
And the dog you run with is called what?
The dog that I run is the fourth dog in the team. He's named Optic. He's actually owned by the club captain, Christina Opperman. Sadly, my own personal dogs aren't quite up to that speed just yet, but absolute privilege to run him in such an exclusive kind of experience and environment.
Absolutely. Lauren, as you said, you've done rather well this year, and still more to come. Just give people a sense of what it's like competing in the big ring here at Crufts. 6,000 plus people, television, the lights, the atmosphere. Tell people what it's like.
So this is going to sound terrible. You step out onto that green carpet, it's like any other competition for us. You are 100% listening to your dog, watching what's going on within the team. There could be 20,000 people, and I think everyone, you wouldn't really notice until you hear that roar of that last dog has gone. It's when you all suddenly go, wow, this is where, and you're watching that last dog come and you are praying that that dog's got a ball in its mouth and that the decision goes your way.
How much training do you have to do?
So as a club, we train at least once a month, working your passes, working the dogs. Other than that, everyone in the club is training their dogs every day, and it's from your basic fitness walks, which are different from your normal lead walk. So they are, it's like power walking your dog, and you'll power walk your dog for like an hour a day. Most of the club have also got treadmills, so the dogs will go in the treadmill once a week. We do a lot of hydrotherapy, so the dogs will be swimming. And then a lot of it, I mean, we do a lot of trick training at home with our dogs. It's just building that relationship and that dog being like everything. And it's like, I just want to work with you. I just want to make it fun. What can we do? Let's play around.
Is there a particular breed that is better or best at flyball?
Absolutely not, no. And when you look and you go out to the main association competitions, you have got everything from Corgis and Jack Russells up to the, as Carl said, the specialist sports bred dogs. But flyball is for everyone. And when you compete, not so much here, when you go to a standard weekend competition, the dogs are, it's all done by the team seed times. So you're not having, to put it in football terms, you're not having a Premiership footballer playing against your Sunday league guys. It is like for like. So the racing that you're seeing here at Crufts, where it's close and it's nail biting, we have that week in, weekend out, just not always at the speed.
Ah, right, okay. It's going to be fabulous to watch. It is fast and furious. It really gets the crowd going. But you know what? The person I always feel sorry for seems to be the one who's forgotten, and that's the person putting the ball
in the box.
In the box. At the end, they never seem to get any of the glory.
I'm not too sure if you've seen our box later on the telly. Matt is having a whale of a time. He was quite entertaining when he came up to us in benching and was like, I want war paint. Can I have war paint, please? So he is now sporting the pink and green stripes on his face. But yeah, it's a hard job. I will box load for our slowest team because that's about what I'm confident with. Matt has no time. He's literally like, the ball's gone, I'm putting another one in. The ball's gone, I'm putting another one in. When it gets to the top level, it's insane. I mean, how Tails have got Meadow, a 12-year-old, box loading for them, is, I take my hat off to
it. Quite impressive, isn't it? And just finally, Carl, if you were to go away with the silverware, with the trophy, the accolades, the bragging rights, what would that mean to you?
Do you know what? I think it would be so surreal. I may even end up crying, I don't know, but I might get a bit of stick for that comment. I don't know, it's one race at a time at the moment. Let's just see what happens, I think.
Fantastic. Let's see if we can give you a late birthday present.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Over the moon.
Lauren, Carl, the very best of luck to you. Thank you very much for dropping into the studio to chat to us.
Thank you so much.
No worries, thanks for having us.